In the Studio is sponsored this week by the U.S. Marines.
Dog, you did some time to get careful. Left hand, you didn't like the way your tan was in the morning.
Excuse me, is this thing on?
Whoa. Yeah. Excuse me.
You're welcome.
Guitar up.
One,
turn
two,
that guitar
three.
Up.
Hi, and welcome to In the Studio. My name is Redbeard, bringing you the stories behind the greatest rock and roll albums in history. And this week, we take you in the studio with a group that captured the attitudes and lifestyle of Southern California in the 1970s and went on to record one of the biggest and most important rock albums ever.
Felt it was time to sort of do another concept album, you know, not a cowboy concept album, but rather the dark side of success, the underbelly of Hollywood and LA and all that stuff. I think, in fact, somebody said dark songs from paradise is how they described Hotel California. I think that's a pretty good description.
Hi, this is Randy Meisner.
Hi, gang. This is Joe Walsh.
And I'm Glenn Frey in the studio for Hotel California from the Eagles.
Take you back to March 1976. The Eagles have gathered at Criteria Studios in Miami, Florida, with producer Bill Zimczyk to begin work on their fifth studio album. It was a very creative period for the band and its principal songwriting team of Glenn Frey and Don Henley. Their four previous records had all sold over a million copies, with their last, called One of These Nights, going all the way to number one, the first Eagles album to do so. In addition, One of These Nights produced three top 10 singles, won a Grammy Award, and also became the band's first big album in England, leading to their first ever Eagles tour of Europe. With all of this success, I asked original Eagle Glenn Frey what kind of influence this had on the band as they started to record the album Hotel California.
I think the Eagles, we made it, you know, as a group, and Don and I as a songwriting team, made a definite effort to not let the sales and hits from One of These Nights impact what we were doing. We constantly said we want to remain underdogs. We don't want to walk around patting ourselves on the back saying, boy, we just did great. But there's something nice about success. It does give one confidence. And I think we entered the Hotel California album with a lot of confidence. I think Henley and I were on a roll. It was a time when I felt like any time, any day, I could sit down at the piano or pick up the guitar and start playing, and he would start making up some lyrics or start singing some melodies. We had a lot going for us at the time. And we felt it was time to sort of do another concept album. You know, not a cowboy concept album, but rather the dark side of success, the underbelly of Hollywood and LA and all that stuff. I think, in fact, somebody said dark songs from paradise is how they described Hotel California. I think that's a pretty good description.
Should be home, but you're Could be wrong, but I'm not. The Eagles with Victim of Love from Hotel California.